Ahoy hoy. It's been 84 years since the last time we played Rime of the Frost Maiden, and we had just got done showing the sun to everyone, and they all loved it, and it's not going to cause any problems. Anyway, on to our next quest. Let's roll.
Are we starting off with a recap?
Just yelling at the data team.
Easy enough. I started lowering my volume at work because I feel like I'm very loud. You guys need to tell me these things.
I didn't think you were loud.
I don't think you're loud.
Okay.
Can you stop screaming?
I know,
Stop yelling at me.
I know some people think you're, like...
A cunt.
Oh, you got your, is that your Bluetooth?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can, be like...
No,
keep them on.
No, it's fine. I'll get distracted.
Those are cool.
They're pretty cool. Are they bone conducting? Is that how they work?
They're just Bluetooth. They're just little speakers.
Oh. Mm.
You can hear it probably.
All right, so it's not as cool as that.
How long does that hold a charge?
Probably pretty good.
Goddamn day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then you just plug them in at night, and then they're ready to go the next day.
This is why sometimes she's just staring, because she listens to the music.
Yeah. Or a podcast. Or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
We're going to have to find a hole for Dixie to go down today.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure I will.
I'll give you a hole.
All right.
Get in the hole.
Let's do as much recap as I can remember.
It's been 8 months.
It's been a long fucking time. I opened this book and I was like, I don't know any of this. So you guys, we were at 10 towns, and you decided that it would be a good idea to use the device to make sunshine. What happened?
I lost my shield. It's fine.
Decking. Do you need something?
Gorilla glue.
We'll fix it later.
Okay. What happened?
She lost her shield because I dropped her.
That's all right. She'll be fine. So the reaction wasn't exactly what you hoped. Like, half the town was like, wow, the sun. And the other half was like, oh my god, what happened? What, she's got, now the Frostman's going to kill us all. She don't like this. So.
I think it'll go fine.
She's, you trying to get out?
You going poopy?
No, I forgot my character.
You need snack? You need potty?
Nope. No, I'm wearing an adult diaper. You need tuggy?
Excellent. I don't want for tuggy.
I was... The episode that we... That was the one we were talking about, the Jack Shack, that, you know, Alan took me to, and I didn't even know what it was until we got there.
Sure.
Quote unquote.
I was listening to that.
That was a bad night.
Yeah.
It was not a good night.
I re-listened to the last Rime of the Frost Maiden episode to prepare for this. So I got to listen to that and I was just like, what a shit show.
So you were talking to, what's her name? Helga? Helen? Hold on.
Oh, I have notes. Look at this.
Oh, thank God.
Not from this campaign, though.
Oh, and you were also telling them about Dugan's Hole and the...
Dugan!
The inbred people.
Oh, right. Let's never go back there.
No, you gotta. You're gonna have to. That's one of my favorite towns now.
Inbred town.
So, where did you... You went to Bryn Shandar. That's the big town.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we... Why would we bring the sun to anywhere else?
So, you want to bring Shandar, you want to... what's your name? It's in here somewhere.
Torga?
That might have been it.
That was the Torga group.
Sorry, there was a production issue yesterday, and I'm all fucked up. Doors rare, cold weather, blah, blah, blah. You know that. Anyway, yeah, I think it was like Helga or some shit like that. Where she's like, I don't know if you should have done that, and but you did anyway, and that's where you are. You're in Bryn Shandar, in the inn with the person that gave you the quest that doesn't want to talk to you anymore because they don't want to be associated with that act.
With the Sunbringers,
right? Which, in some cases, the people love it for now. In others, you know, they know that, so there's going to be retribution.
I don't think we had a good idea of where we were going to go next anyway.
Because I think on our list of things that we knew about, it was the fortress and Jarlmute.
Jarlmute, yep.
A frost druid.
Yes.
Jarl.
Oh, Frostfang, a frost druid, knows how to get there.
Barry wants to fight the druid.
I like it.
Because he hates druids.
Oh, right, because he gave him life.
That's right.
It is an awful
fight. I hate my dad.
He's got that slug on his head. And all kinds of ornaments.
I think Cliff is letting his personal life go into his character.
What? It gave me life. I hate them.
Oh. Wow.
Are you okay with them?
Yeah, but I'm okay with everything. Okay.
Life is a series of pain. It's fine.
Just another kick to the balls.
So, is that where you guys are heading, Yarmy?
What was there? I forget what was there. I forget even what was that.
The ancient thrones are blah 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 blah. Blah three giants. It does. You actually don't really know what's there. You just know that there's. It's an old fortress for frost giants.
Sure.
Well, it's either that or the actual fortress.
And I think we were saving that for
that
as late as possible.
You might have had a... That was a big one.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, you have to find the druid first. And then you can...
Barry, could you help with that?
Just I hate him!
Do you have a tuning fork for a druid?
Tuning fork.
There's one close. Do you get angrier when you're closer to a druid, perhaps? Are you the tuning fork?
He'll want to kill the druid.
Well, I mean, you should kill every druid.
He wants to kill every druid.
Okay.
Not every druid's creating life.
True. Some don't.
Well, they have the power to, and he doesn't like that. He doesn't even want the chance out there.
You should take women then, too.
Wait, no.
You're a sexist bush.
Sexy bush.
Sexy.
All right, so I just looked at it. I found Sephic. Remember your little gnome?
Yes.
That was your first character?
Yes.
Oh, the one that died and got jammed into a barrel?
He had another gnome who died and had his penis cut off.
He did, yeah.
That was the online
episode. That was the online campaign.
Yeah, I'm not good with gnomes.
I was going to put that out, but Big Bean deleted them. He didn't want them.
They were awful. Light of day. They just weren't good.
I thought it was been fine. It ended well.
TPK.
It was when Dixie basically just was like, "Yeah, I'm going to keep going." You sure? Yep. Okay.
I mean, they could go home.
They all went home. To heaven.
They did go home. Heaven's home.
It happens sometimes.
All right, well, we kind of knew where the Frost Druid was, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
As far as I remember. Okay.
See, like a 30-day walk?
No, not that long. It's not the caravan.
30-day walk.
We're not doing the caravan again.
Day 87 of the caravan.
Fucking caravan.
We lost the bush.
I told you, that's not my fault. That was just a poorly written campaign. Okay, so it was three dwarves told you about Kelvin's Karn. You already did Kelvin's Karn.
Yes, we did the Misty Isle with the boat. We did the magical fish hook. We did the Black Haunted Cabin, because that's where we found the sun thing, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
The meteor. And we did the Winter Wolves.
And you also... destroyed that town. No, don't forget about that.
Saved it. Saved it from the bad people.
Some would disagree.
Bad people would
disagree. I remember looting the pockets of my dead allies.
You did do that. Yes. And you gave 100 gold to the guys to just
piss off.
Leave you alone. It wasn't the best choice. That wasn't the best choice.
No.
Okay.
To be fair, you loot
all of your dead comrades.
Yeah. Listen.
In real life?
It's all an opportunity.
Oh, my God. I see opportunities. I don't see problems.
Yeah.
Dead guy? Opportunity for money.
Someone's going to loot him, to be fair.
He doesn't need his skin anymore.
And I need a new bag.
Yep, there's the awakened shrine. There you are.
There I am,
buddy.
You're beautiful.
Jesus Christ.
Just so pretty.
I like to think
it looks like that bush that's sitting in the desert that's on the verge of dying. It just needs like a good rainfall and it'd be okay.
Well, I mean, now you at least know where to look at him because he's wearing glasses, I think.
Just look under the slug.
I have spectacles.
Which don't do... I don't know what they... They work for some reason, but we don't know why.
Yeah.
I like to think they're like those old school like paper 3D... 3D glasses.
The red and the blue.
To be fair, no one knows how the magic actually works anyway.
True. I mean, it's magic.
Yeah.
Which is... Okay, let's just get into this.
Just fast forward to the end.
And dragon, and you're dead. Okay, so go to Jarlmood. Let's we'll fucking start at Jarlmood. I'm done with this shit.
Oh my God.
I don't know if he's ever seen that book before.
I have seen
it's
this book
upside
before.
Down.
He had to do 30 minutes of work yesterday and he gave up. Oh my
Three
God.
Hours! It's 3 hours! Alright, Jarlmood.
I hear your cat.
Yeah, what's wrong with
the cat?
Meow.
Why is she mad?
The cat?
Meow.
He's a cunt. Oh. He's just in general. Like, wait until you
Does
hear...
Does he want to come down?
No.
Meow.
He's not allowed down here.
Does he take up the axe and chase you around?
No, he pisses everywhere.
Oh.
That sucks.
Yeah,
he's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Like,
is he close to dying?
I really hope so. Like, he's making these noises now where it's like, I think he might be dying.
Crying out for life.
But it's just him being annoying.
Big Bean just stares at him as he makes sounds on
you
the
know,
ground.
You know, if you pet him heavily enough, he might die.
It'll be like that scene from Breaking Bad when he's staring at the
girl. You watch the girl.
Joking.
Yeah.
Does your wife like this cat?
She doesn't hate him as much as I do, but she doesn't like him.
So soon as this cat shows signs that it's done with its life, straight to the vet.
Yeah, Big Bean's going to make sure, crush its skull with his heel.
Yeah. You have to go over
there. I almost killed it once for... knocking my wasabi peas off the counter.
Yeah.
I mean, you could,
It was a lot of wasabi
peas.
That
sounds right, bro.
It was a significant
That's
amount.
That's not an overreaction.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree.
You could just say it had a problem, and you took it to the vet.
And then euthanize it.
I really could. Can you just euthanize this cat? What's wrong with it? Nothing.
You don't have to. You just give it to a shelter.
I'll pay you to find something euthanizable
it.
About it.
Take it to Switzerland.
Why Switzerland?
Because they'll euthanize anything there.
Oh, I think Washington will as well. Washington State.
Is that right?
I think so.
It's a quick flight.
You know, I learned you can't kill your dog with a shotgun.
What?
In Pennsylvania.
You shouldn't do that.
It's against the law.
May I ask how you found that out?
Just checking.
It was when my dog was dying. I was like, am I able to kill the dog myself?
Do you have a shotgun?
No, I don't have a shotgun.
You're just... curious.
I'm just saying what I could do.
You could just dump the cat.
Checking out my rights.
It'll work itself out.
Knowledge
some
is power.
Sure, someone right. will eat it. I don't think there's
100%.
I don't think there's any animals around there that are... that
they're only on two legs.
Right.
The zombies.
Kensington is like a zombie horror movie.
It really is.
Alright.
Kensington anywhere?
Anywhere USA.
USA.
Could be anywhere.
I like when we started doing that for names. Okay, so...
Here we go. I'm ready.
This is it.
The Ring of Thrones.
I rolled a 3.
What are you rolling for, bud?
I'm ready.
Okay.
9. Is that good?
Yes.
Is it just a practice round?
Yeah, just practicing.
So you heard a tale in the 10 towns.
As old as time.
I found where we can. So you got here. Yay.
This isn't going to go good today.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a shit show.
Yes.
I didn't know that anything could be more unprepared.
Yelsim Bloodfang. Here we go. Yelsim Bloodfang, a human frost druid, is a former ragged nomad of the Tiger Tribe who gave up the nomadic lifestyle and settled in Ten Towns. But he knows of Jarlmood. So he. Yelsim knows the way. but he's not going to help you fight
any threats. Do you know the way?
Do you know the way? Yes. So Yelsum and it is in 10 towns in Bryn Shandar. He's like, I know how to get there. So it's going to be cold. You got all your winter gear?
I'm a bush! Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, we have cold weather gear.
That slug might be problematic.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's a cold weather slug.
It's an all weather slug.
Technically a magic slug.
It right? is, yeah. I forget what it does for me. I gotta look that up.
It's like plus 12 AC.
It's a thing. It's a pretty big thing, I think.
Oh, it's a helm of telepathy. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can speak into our minds.
Right.
Yes.
Which he could speak anyway. Is it annoying in their minds as well?
It does. No, I can't speak it to your minds. I can detect thoughts, and I can implant suggestions once every long rest.
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself, Dad. I'll do that to the stupid druid.
So we're approaching.
So she says, yeah, if you want to go.
Oh, it's a girl druid?
It's a girl druid, yes.
Ooh. Bush, does that change your outlook on her?
No.
I mean, why would he?
All must die!
Oh, my God. All right. So I guess we're just going to have to do random encounters while you're traveling to Yarlmoot, which is about a
30-day walk.
4-day trip.
You'll have about 17 encounters.
We'll have quite a few encounters. Because I don't know what I'm doing.
It's the wrong playbook. He's got, like, a Curse of Strahd in his head.
He's at least played through that one.
I have played through that. I could do some Curse of Strahd.
And you find yourself in the domain of Strahd. God damn
it. I don't know.
Big Bean.
It's just crazy.
Strahd on Big Bean.
Let's see if you get
my eyes of minute seeing, my spectacles. They let me see much better than normal. Oh, to a range, 1 foot.
Yeah. It's for investigation.
Oh, yeah, it's like for looking at shit.
Yeah,
it's a magnifying
glass.
It's
just funny the way they put that. See so much better in this little area.
Yeah.
Hope you have myopathy. All right. So. Let's start rolling.
What was all our I had Pius and Smiter. What was your girl in her 20s?
Right.
Val, right?
Val?
Barbarine?
No, she's dead.
No, she died.
She's like, I have Barbarine's character sheet in front of me.
Corpse?
She's been dragging around that corpse.
Is this after we got killed that night that you got all angry?
Yes, he was super angry.
And yeah. I took a nap?
Yes.
Because I was...
You said, fuck you bitches, I ain't doing this shit no more, and then you...
No, I don't think
that. That does sound like you.
I don't remember coming back after that.
Yeah, you did.
No, because we were talking, I don't think you were at the last rhyme session.
You were.
And I was playing your character, and we kept calling her Val.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, it's...
You were the daughter of the mayor of the town we saved.
It is Val. You didn't say that.
What was her class?
Yeah, I don't remember what her class is, though.
She was a barbarian.
Oh, we just gave her another barbarian?
Yeah, she's another barbarian.
Oh, there you go. You can use the same character sheet.
Fantastic.
I can tell your name because it's in the book somewhere.
We're level 6.
Thank you.
Anyway, Val.
Val it is.
And then you are...
Rayan.
Rayan. And your name is Bush...
Barry.
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 Oh, Barry. Right.
Barry. Barry. I'm just going to call him Bush now.
Barry.
That's his thing. He says Barry. People go, Barry? 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 Barry?
Would you like a Barry? Barry?
Barry?
Barry?
Barry?
That's right. Do your berries heal? There was something about the berries.
Okay. You can and if he...
They're like good berries?
Yeah. That you get like...
Then you're the same thing you were before.
1d4.
You shake your berries and people eat them.
No, my character. Yes, but this is my second character.
Don't you get something if we use them all by the end of the day?
Yeah. If
no,
if
ever, it's still the same character.
Isn't this technically your third character? Weren't you a mercenary too?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he died.
He was Mark Wahlberg.
That was Marky Mark.
Yes. Yeah. This is your third character.
This is my third character. Yeah. My first one went insane. My second one was my second one was a fighter.
Okay.
It was real easy to convince you that you were the best and you could totally take this guy on.
Yes.
Level one gnome wizard, no
and
problem.
We visited the so Nautilus strong. That you that Smiter and Pius came from. That's where you got your laser guns.
I don't remember what killed Marky Mark. Was that was just a normal?
That was during the battle.
That was in the courtyard or whatever, the city square, or whatever the hell that was.
The one
saved.
The one where you were like, "This is too hard." I'm like, "Yeah, you shouldn't have done it this way."
I mean, these guys are smoking us.
They killed us.
Yeah. Why does Reagan go through the pockets of that dead guy?
Is that what I got pissed about? I died because Marky Mark died?
Yes.
Oh.
You didn't die because Marky Mark died.
A piece of him did.
I
put a piece of myself in every character.
Once all of his characters die, he's dead. It's like Voldemort.
I
so wanted to play that Drizzt thing out, though, because that was his thing. He was, like, real in the Drizzt, like that, which he isn't really. But, that was your, like, everyone had a,
Marky Mark had a Drizzt tie, too?
Yeah. It was, everyone had a special, reason that they were the way they were.
Yeah.
It's because they came on the Nautilus. That's where, what their whole thing is, from a different planet.
We're from, Baldur's Gate 3. My characters.
Yeah. I was raised by, like, with giants.
With the anus doors.
I can speak. Yetis. Or Yetis.
Yeah.
Because I can speak Yeti.
And that came out. She's a young girl in her 20s. That's her power.
That's unique.
That's her power.
That's unique enough.
I can get anything done here.
And she carries around the corpse of another barbarian.
I do.
She always gets
my
free
predecessor.
I had to kill her to get into the circle.
Yeah, so you had what little Shetty about you.
I assume we're just traveling.
While this is going.
We're just
reminiscing previous people, members of the group.
Remember the other members of the group? No, yeah. I wasn't here.
Could I say I'm short resting so I can roll some hit dice? It looks like I'm down a little
bit. I think we're fully rested at this point.
Oh, yeah, Drizzt fan. I once met the famous Drow Ranger Drizzt Duarden. In fact, I have a tattered piece of his famous green cloak and would never think of parting with it. That was Marky Mark's thing. Look, I got a tattoo. It's me kissing.
This is me kissing.
So, yeah, the morning, pretty uneventful. Afternoon, pretty uneventful. But as dusk...
Also uneventful.
As dusk also sets...
I like
also
that.
Uneventful. But at night...
Ah!
Oh, here
no
we go.
Events. No.
But at night, the rapes.
As dusk descends upon the land, you see some orcs coming over the horizon.
Maybe we should hide.
Everyone behind the bush.
Get behind me, everyone!
We push him out in front.
Just holding him in front of us.
Roll a stealth check with a negative 20. So you're not, you know, it's. You're pretty sure they saw you. Because it's kind of hard to hide, so.
In a giant snowy plain.
In a giant snowy
plain. I don't know.
It's not snowing, so.
Oh, it's not?
No, not right now.
Oh.
There's actually rolls for that, like blizzards and shit.
I like mine with Snickers.
What?
M&M's.
Reese's.
Mm.
What are we talking about?
Blizzards.
Oh, they are good. I like. Mm-hmm. I'm a cookies and cream guy for pretty much everything.
I like how everyone's different.
I had a friend in high school. You could put two candies in a blizzard.
Ooh.
And he asked for three. And the belabored person there was like, fine. And then he got his blizzard, and he was like, this is too much candy.
There's like an ounce of ice cream, the rest of it's candy.
I have diabetes.
Yeah. My teeth hurt.
The moment of growing up for him.
He can't be kids forever. He starts crying.
My youth! Immediately starts paying taxes.
That's... Oh, come on.
Another 17-year-old boy has turned into a man. He's crying there at the cafeteria.
You hate to see it, but
too
it has
much
to
candy.
Happen. Melted candy ice cream all over the place. An old man's like, yep, that's how I lost it, too.
Hands him a prune juice.
I'd like to tell you it gets better.
It doesn't. Now, life is actually ironically good now.
Yeah, this is as good as it gets. Crying with friends near you. Yeah. Soon they'll be dead, they'll just be crying.
You don't realize this is a very small valley in your life. There's so many deeper ones to come.
Yeah.
All right. So
I hate them all.
They're about 200 feet away.
Oh my god, that's so far.
Yeah,
you're too far. We yell. Just
not
keep
for a,
going.
Not for a laser rifle.
No, don't waste this on a orc.
You go that just way. We'll go this way.
Why can't I find these fuckers?
It's too cold for fighting. Move on.
They're just like,
yeah. It's fucking cold.
So what you doing?
Well, they're coming at us, right?
If they see us.
Yeah. Are we rolling?
Yeah, roll for initiative.
Oh, okay.
Of course, they don't have a bus.
15, baby.
Okay.
Pius got a 14. Yeah, Smiter got a 5. There.
Hold on.
Rain got
like a
nine.
Marker?
Yeah, marker. Thank you.
Ew.
What's the matter?
She got an 8.
Ooh.
All right.
We're all doing great
can
here.
Can you guys save those numbers
I'm
again?
Saving the 20s for battle.
Fairy got a 15. Because I am amazing.
Fairy?
Can you hand me your
Rain
fairy?
Is a 9.
I think he wants up front, right?
He does not.
He does not!
I said no, thank you.
Okay.
I think Val was an 8, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh, man, this one's dying.
Smiter got a 14.
Do you roll for Barbara, too?
Where are the markers?
Oh, you know what?
Markers?
I got
can a warlock animate a corpse?
Roll for her memory?
I think so. I mean, I don't know.
I wonder.
At what level, but.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Normally that's like a wizard thing for the school of necromancy.
Not yet.
Ah, perfect. Val. What did Smiter get?
14.
Oh, so he's up. Okay, Smiter. Ew.
I don't know what that was.
Jesus Christ.
What part of the body
I
was
don't
that?
Even know.
Wow.
I think his elbows. It was like my tailbone.
I think Cliff just shit himself.
I may have.
And
Val
it
got,
was just sad
oh,
shit.
And then
I'm so embarrassed.
Sorry, Pius had gotten 14. Smiter got 5.
You son of a bitch.
When my body makes weird noises, can you not say ew? It hurts.
No. I have to. It's how I work.
Daddy was real hard for him.
What was that? I'm pretty sure that was you.
Just in the middle of a movie theater, quiet movie theater. Are you okay?
Ew.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
How many orcs are there?
Tom, that my wife.
I'll tell you in a second.
Tell me now.
17.
Is that this two?
No, that means there's two sets. Son of a bitch.
There are 6 orcs.
Oh, come on, can we do 5?
I should get back into PG.
If we do 5.
Six. Yeah, here are 5 guys. Are they all the same?
Yeah, there's not. They're part of the tribe. They're not like the head of the tribe.
And then why is there M1 and M2?
I just put that there because I'm going to use M1 and M2 later.
Oh.
I didn't roll for that yet.
You're confusing him.
You motherfucker.
You're confusing him.
Oh, my God.
There, I'll put it over here. That's what make it better. Yeah, I don't think
there's
any problem with these guys.
Fireball.
Until we do.
Fireball? What do I got?
I rolled a...
Oh, I'm going to cast Revify on them.
Nice. Bring them back.
What do you do if you cast Revify on someone that's not dead?
You send them back to heaven.
You're immortal.
I don't know.
Like an erection?
That's
a 6-hour erection.
That's a good question. I have no
just
clue.
Just a painful erection.
I have too much life.
He's coming everywhere.
Ew. Alright, so, yeah, there's 6 orcs in a flying V formation.
No, quack. I did not set that up.
Quack.
Much as you can make a flying V formation.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do put them out wherever you want. So, are they? I guess you're gonna, you know, walk up to them, say what's up, guys.
Are we gonna if we have a pack of orcs coming at us, we're just gonna start
blasting. Yeah, are they gonna say hi to us?
Well, you guys, I mean, they rolled a four, so
I wave. So
are they far away still?
Still pretty far away.
Do they have weapons out?
Yeah, they always have weapons out. That's just their thing.
That's just
just into that. That's
what they do. They walk with weapons in hand. Yeah.
Where's your weapon?
Oh, shock. I mean, okay. That's interesting. I guess I'll say hi.
Oh my god!
They're 200 feet away.
Yeah, why don't we let somebody?
Hi.
Why don't we let someone normal say hi?
Because I'm first. That's why.
It's going to be confusing. They're going to be like, "Is that Bush?"
All right, no, they're too far.
They're going to think it's Smiter.
Okay, like, they either get a hi from a distance or they get shattered. It's one. Those are the two options.
Can you cast that 200 feet away? Probably.
You're
not.
Basically in the end zone, and they're in the other team's 30-yard line. So,
hey,
it's pretty far. I don't know if you've ever seen a football field.
They're not by chance crossing a frozen lake. Are they?
Oh, you know what I'm going to do?
Tundra? Maybe.
What if I cast Detect Thoughts on one of them and see if they have an intent to attack me?
Sure. I'm going to tell you, yes. They look. You don't even need.
Maybe they're trying to trick us with their appearance.
They are.
You made it sound like we could say hello, and now you're making it sound like it's stupid.
I'm just saying that you're pretty sure they're aggro, but you can still talk to them and see if maybe you can get out of it.
Do we want to get out of it? I don't care. Smiter, he's ready to kill something.
Yeah, Rayan will kill something too.
Okay.
Oh, that was Cliff's iPad breaking in half.
I mean, you're not...
Nope, can't work tomorrow.
And by the way, Detect Thoughts has to be within 30 feet.
Oh, really? This doesn't have a range on here.
Here, let's just pick the bush up and hurl it.
Oh, yeah, within 30 feet of you. Why isn't it in range? Range area self, and then in the description it's like 30 feet.
Because you cast it on yourself.
Touch yourself.
He's detecting thoughts. That tree's real big.
I'm going to detect thoughts with three fingers.
Look at its nuts.
You're all disgusting.
Yes.
I have nothing that I can move and cast on these things.
So
200 feet.
Well, thanks for your contribution.
Sorry, I just got nothing.
I mean, you're still 200 feet away. You don't have any like range spells.
My furthest is 120. But I only have 30 foot of mobility. So I
you have less. You have like 20 feet, right?
I thought it was 30. He's but even so, mobile. 25 is my walking.
25, yeah, okay. So you're bush.
Yes.
But you're not like the fastest.
So I can't do shit. They're just too far away.
Okay. I mean, we can let one round go by, because neither regardless of how they're going to dash to get closer to you.
How about we all look threatening?
Okay.
As well.
It's gonna
Maybe
be tough.
We can do intimidation.
I can do intimidation. I'm good at that.
Oh, Val could use her womanly ways, because she's a orc.
Take your tits out.
I got you guys. Yeah. So 60, 120 feet. We'll just say that you guys are now 60 feet apart.
She takes them out. Oh, no, they're moving faster.
Barry, 60 feet.
They move 60 feet. So that brings them to...
You move 60 feet and they move 60 feet, we're going to say.
Right. There you go.
Rayan picked you up and...
Yeah, I threw you.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Barry. I gave him like an additional 15, 20 feet. All right, as a free action, I go, hi! Oh, didn't like that. All right, shatter it is.
He's up front.
No,
hold on. He's our protector.
He wasn't done. He wasn't done, because that one just didn't speak common. The hell is the name of the ship?
John.
This John. Meet Tim. This many arrow tribe land. Why invade?
We're not invading. We're just passing through. We're trying to find a druid.
We take to chief. Chief decide.
Do we want to go see the chief, guys?
I don't think so.
Pass. No. that's a 2-1. Doesn't sound like it.
Take to chief or we kill.
I don't think so.
Where's your hold on? Where's your chief at? Back the way you came.
many, many miles back.
Nah, is it in the direction that we're going?
We could kill them and then go see the chief.
I mean, you could tell. You could probably figure out where they came from.
By the giant tracks
they left. Yeah, they're not, like, exactly stealthy.
I can't imagine going back to an orc stronghold being the smart move.
No. Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe.
I don't love it.
Okay. We're in a position of power in here.
There's been worse ideas.
I like my odds here. Okay, so you're not. That's the only option.
Other option, death.
Death, right? For short.
That's an option. Always option.
Yeah.
Death always option.
Okay. Well, shatter.
Okay. What do they have to roll?
69.
That's impossible.
Constitution.
Not with your mother.
Oh.
She's dead.
So I'm going to cast it.
Still not bothered.
10-foot radius, so I'm going to cast it here and hit these three. Or I guess here, I can hit these four, right?
Sure.
Okay.
and they need to make a Constitution 15 save.
All right.
Green, 1, 2, 3, 4, by the way.
Miss. 15? Just missed it.
Yes.
Missed it. Okay. Oh, one more.
Look at this amazing paint job I did on this tiny...
One made it. One made it. Only one made it.
Okay.
That's like a perfect circle.
We'll say that number one made it.
Okay.
Green one.
Fine.
It is.
Thank you.
8, 11,
15.
Is my grid paper, over there?
Your what?
I had a book of grid paper. Graph paper. I thought it was...
Oh, is it this?
No, that's the for maps.
No. So green one takes 7. Are you ready for this?
No.
I found a Wii.
You can have that.
Oh, hold on. Is this it?
Blue. It's under the donuts.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one I was looking for. Thank you. Okay. So we have, what are the green ones?
Green 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and purple one. I wonder if I can contact this person and have him give me another batch, but with 6 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
For a quick $70 or whatever I paid for this.
Yeah, they are good.
All right, so you hit...
But you have a 3D printer now.
Yeah, print it out.
I've had a 3D printer.
We can print these. Literally, that's all he does, 3D print these.
He's got a 3D printer. Nice deflection.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have the plans?
No, I have no... Mine. Just bought that.
It's newer.
Etsy.
I don't see how that helps.
You can look. It's a circle.
I don't know if I can print a circle.
I think it'd take you 20 minutes to have this ready.
I don't know, I've never 3D printed anything.
Well, that's why there's a machine.
Right, it's tough. I tried it once with poop. Didn't work out.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay, a 7 for green one.
7 points of damage?
Yep.
Okay.
And then 15 for 2, 3, and 4.
They're dead.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
You guys...
These aren't the best orcs. Like, you're not...
Arrow travel. We're going to follow these tracks back.
We're going to kill them all.
You fucked up today.
He's like, no, Tim!
So I turned back to the dude that I was talking to, and I was like, you sure?
Not as sure as was.
Yeah, I bet.
Pius does pull the dead on the injured one.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Needs to make a wisdom saving
just
throw.
Keep going. All right. You're not very wise. So what was the, what's his?
Save 15.
Ah, he didn't make it.
So D12. Ah, 4.
All right.
Necrotic damage.
Alright.
Okay.
They look pretty necrotic as it is.
Mm. Alright, Ryan.
Not as much as their dead friends.
Well, Eldritch Blast. So, I'll go for...
Number one's hurt.
I have two beams, so I'll go for...
Let's go for the two ones.
One is hurt?
Mm-hmm. Green one is hurt, yes.
Green one's hurt.
Oh, green one. Alright, so we'll go for green one with the first beam here. That would be a 18.
Hit.
For 12 points of damage.
Oh, he's got to be dead.
He's totally dead.
And beam two will go for, let's do a green five.
There's only, there's him in purple.
17.
Points of damage?
No, to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
For 10 points of damage.
Oh, right. Didn't like that. I'm still around.
All right, Val. Do you have, like, an axe or something?
I have a great axe, a hand axe, and a javelin.
Or your...
You throw the javelin at five.
Javelin or hand axe is fine.
Orc sister, please no.
It didn't have to be like this.
they're not that bright.
It is what it is.
I think I can roll twice as well.
Val is holding up her iPhone to record this as she throws her axe javelin.
I can attack twice. Yeah, TikTok.
Like this, she's throwing it.
It's a little tripod out.
She's doing 14.
I'm going to post this.
That's what?
It hits no matter what it is.
Nope.
Oh, no, that's not, you're probably not rolling a D20 for damage. It's probably a
D12.
For a javelin?
Afterwards, after she kills
it. Probably a D6.
It is a D6. Hold on. I want to try to do, I have an automated one up. Let me see.
Oh.
I know a fancy.
An automated one. Mm-mm. An automated javelin.
I roll sixes every time.
That's a six. The D6 roller.
Just a six.
You just have notepad open with the number six ran in it.
It's the calculator app.
Says I rolled a seven.
It's much faster than
seven.
Okay. 7 points of damage?
Yeah.
Yes.
On
five.
Yeah, he's dead.
Nice.
There's purple ones left.
And in the TikTok video, it has a spray of hearts. Yeah. Oh, man. It's got the filter on.
Bunch of likes.
Bunch of likes.
Thank you for that donation.
I'd
like to call out to ShrimpBanger69.
Shrimp.
Smiter's going to run up and engage that guy. He's going to double. Okay. He's going to dash.
He's not happy about it.
All right, it's his turn.
That's all he did.
Yeah, because you're so far away.
All right, he gets one attack with his great axe.
God, I hope he misses.
Oh no, he definitely didn't hit.
All right,
he's like,
all right, Barry.
Probably because he's freaked out that all four of his friends just died, or five of his friends died.
It didn't have to be like this. I'm going to cast Toll the Dead. Wisdom 15.
Nope.
Shame.
He could have disengaged and ran.
Where the fuck did I put all my D8s?
He can't yet. It's not his turn.
I mean, before he swung his axe.
Yeah.
Oh. They're not that bright.
Six.
Okay.
Wisdom saving throw.
Nope. God, I'm rolling like shit.
Nine.
He's dead. So, obviously, this wasn't the upper echelon of orcs.
Sure.
That are in the arrow
maybe,
tribe.
Maybe it was.
Arrow tribe. It could be.
Could be.
But, you know, you can... they're all dead.
Let's loot the corpses.
Right and dead. Okay. They don't really have much. They have, like, some old rusted weapons. Mm-hmm. And,
classic.
Maybe you can pull together like two silver from everything.
Nothing, guys. You put in the hard work, you can keep it.
You're just going to keep two silver to yourself.
Pius opens one up just to see if the insides are the same as the other one.
Oh my god!
What the fuck?
Yeah. So wait, so you just like cut them open and look in?
Just looking.
It's very surgical.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much the same.
Yeah, pretty much the same, guys. Pretty much, I forget what his voice is.
I think it was...
Is it Glenn-like?
No, I think it was pretty normal.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same.
Everyone's horrified.
Well, this one had cancer.
Oh my god, how did you know?
Butt cancer.
Is that how you opened them up? Alright, so what are you doing? Are you going to follow these orc tracks? Because the,
Because you have no plan for it.
No, I can totally make this one up. That would actually be easier than that.
Oh no, we don't want to do that. Then we want to choose the harder path.
Well, we asked Drew, did these people cause you any problems?
I know they're causing the Ten Towns problems.
Hmm.
Is there a like a bounty or a reward for this?
Maybe.
Hmm.
You can always.
Should I go back and look?
You can always take their tusks. See what you can get.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Surgeon, do you want to remove some tusks?
Yeah. He just rips them off of their faces.
It's just the whole jaw. It's the whole
jaw. It's the bottom jaw just gone.
Oh my god.
I'll say six tusks.
Only six?
Well, six pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12. So 12 tusks?
Sure.
Six pair. Okay. I don't, whatever. I
got it. Six orc tusks.
My autism peaked out there a little bit.
Should we put one on the bush? Make him more intimidating looking?
That would be scary.
Could put a jaw, you could put a whole orc jaw underneath your glasses.
I'm becoming a person.
we have to draw
Will
this.
You do it, Barry?
You can put it on me.
Five orc tusks.
So there's this big bloody orc jaw underneath his glasses.
Underneath his 3D paper glasses.
I mean, at the moment, it would still have glasses, bits of flesh on it. Jaw. It's not like he...
Right, yeah, it'll rot off eventually. It's not like he has a nose.
What do you think, Frost?
Frosty.
Frost.
I forget his
Fang.
Frost
do you want to go? Do you mind going to kill these orcs? Or do you want to keep going?
It's your dime. You abandon me.
We are. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Let's just fucking kill him.
Hey, it's like 2 gold. You guys are giving me 2 gold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Wait, who the fuck are you?
The druid.
He's the guy that was taking the Jarl moot.
Wait, so
the
druid. Yeah, he's a druid. The one you wanted
to kill.
Okay.
I forgot he was with us.
He's there.
He's dead?
No, he's there.
No, he's there. He's there with us.
He's like, you took care of those orcs pretty quickly, although...
Don't you forget it!
All right. There's a lot more of them if you're going back to the tribe. But, I mean, it doesn't look like you're going to have much of a problem.
So, wait, our original plan wasn't this. It was
it was go to the Jarl Mute.
Right.
The Frost Giant.
The Frost Giant.
Oh, what's our XP?
You get...
Oh, wait, we don't have XP,
do
we? You
don't get XP, yeah. You're level 6. You have to do something before you're level 7.
And we just killed 6 orcs.
Then we could start doing it.
We killed 6 orcs.
Yeah, that's level 7.
And I ripped their jaws off. That counts.
That would have been 600 XP normal, but this is it's a whole level now.
Nice.
No, it's not.
Nice.
All right, leveling up.
Are we?
Yes.
No.
Well, do we want to continue with our original plan, or do we want to go...
the original plan. It's fine.
Okay.
So these orcs probably don't have anything on them anyway.
Yeah, we're going to the Frost Giant place.
Okay.
We got
a whole thing in my head. Oh, well.
He had one thought.
Yes, that was it. Okay, so this is day 2.
We got places to be.
I'm assuming you camped and did all the...
We have to get pretty far in today for when our weekend comes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I'm going to do a one-shot so that Big Bean doesn't have to DM for...
Thank God.
2 days straight.
I'll kill myself.
You won't, pussy.
Thanks.
Okay.
No incidences.
Again, around dusk.
Oh, my God.
More orcs.
Better not be the same fucking orcs.
I'm going to try talking to them again.
It's literally the same exact thing.
it's not.
Well, who is bringing you back?
There's 9 of them.
Is it you, Druid?
Go intimidate him with
There's
your
There's 9 of them?
Yeah, they're obviously coming from the same direction that you're going.
That's all right. We'll just keep killing them and keep leveling up after every encounter. We'll be like level 10 by the time we get...
Every encounter, they're like... what would they say? They wouldn't say halt. That sounds stupid.
No. Halt, rebel scum!
No, he's like, stop!
We already killed 6 of you.
You in many arrow tribe.
Yeah, and any arrow, you were there.
You killed 6?
Yeah, 6 of you.
Then they're automatically like,
oh my god.
That was where they tried.
They're not intimidated by the bush?
Nope. They see the bloody jaw.
Not intimidated by the bush.
Oh, it's got the tusk, bloody tusk.
But the bush!
Look at the bush!
Look how scary that bush is.
It's got a slug and a thing.
How tall is this bush? Is it like 3 feet?
Yeah. All right. You got to be smart to have glasses.